standards apply.
Valley Talk on News Talk 1580 KGAL.
Welcome to KGAL's Valley Talk. So glad to have the fellas from Albany Helping Hands here today. We introduce Mr. Jim Wilhite, who will do the rest of the introductions.
You know, I kind of feel like with this group here this morning, this is a regular thing for us, and it really is, thanks to KGAL and K-Show Radio. Good morning, gentlemen, and beautiful day out there this morning. Gorgeous, gorgeous day. And we're getting the microphone situated. Man, look at that, the engineer and talent this morning. Joining me to my radio left, we have Wayne Oakes. He's the executive, the assistant executive director of Albany Helping Hands, and we have other terms for him. He's a very, very busy guy. I was going to say the op manager, maybe the operations guy. He's the guy that we go to when we have big, big questions that kind of has all of the pieces because you're right there and you work with the guests and so forth. And to the right, a voice that goes way, way back. And I think I have John's voice digitally recorded. So we could do that with our sound about 10, 12 years ago. John Donovan, who is the development director at Albany Helping Hands. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Well, let's start off this morning talking a little bit about why we're here. We've been on the radio before, and folks may say, well, you know, I know about Helping Hands, but there's always new things going on. Things are really exciting, and so we want to talk about that. One of the first things kind of set the scene, you are really busy at the shelter. Pastor John was telling me that you're just about at capacity, and he goes, wow, here we are, basically still summertime, and we're just busy, really moving.
Yes, it's rather unusual. This year, especially during the summertime, our men's side is completely full. We've got very few places left in the female side. But, you know, we've just been, you know, almost to capacity all year.
Which really brings us to one of the reasons we're here today is to talk about our 19th anniversary celebration. It was 19 years ago that Albany Helping Hands became a nonprofit corporation. And it's hard to believe, kind of 19 years, a blink of the eye, and there you are. So we'll talk about that throughout the hour, what we're going to be doing for the celebration. We have a special fundraiser. Also update folks on shelter operations, like we've done a little bit, and talk about that a little bit more. The U-Haul dealership, folks drive by Highway 20, see the U-Haul trucks out there. They're not seeing a lot of them because we're renting them out. The business is great, from what I understand, and we'll discuss that. Our wood lot's doing really good. And some other things, believe it or not, is this the first official mention of Christmas on this radio station?
As far as I know.
Okay. There we go. We're talking about Christmas stuff. We'll just kind of mention that. And just keep in mind, this is the first. Put this on the calendar. You know, it's getting earlier every year, and we're working at that as well. Well, John, let's go back. You've been around longer than Wayne has, really from the beginning of the shelter. Let's talk about that, and maybe initially, too, before we get there, why you think we're at the state that we are. The economy is generally good. Unemployment was up slightly, I heard this morning on KGAL News. But there are other factors that seem to be affecting that, and we can talk about some of those. So go right ahead. Let's talk about the early days.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, of course, it's amazing journey that we've been on because I can still remember my first night I volunteered, and the shelter was at Pastor Bailey's church, and it was a nice, cold, nasty night, and here they were taking care of like 35 folks and doing the very best they could with very limited resources.
You know, out of a church, it is easy to do that. The shelter now is set up for that type of situation. But and that goes back, and that was in the 1980s initially when Pastor Bailey started. But you joined them in the latter 1990s, early 2000s, is that correct?
Oh, man, I'm trying to think back. It was, it's been a number of years.
I've seen articles in 1989.
I was there. We were there, and then, you know, we talked. I never, the first conversation I had with Pastor Bailey after I was there a little while was to say, well, you know, if we're going to grow, we're going to have to get a new shelter. So that's when we got fortunate and were able to lease the old building that was going to be torn down by the city. And then we begged them not to do that because that was in a perfect location for us to have our interim shelter. And it worked out. And we were able then to house up to 100 folks there. And we had a wonderful, the one great thing that place had was a full kitchen and fully commercial kitchen. So, and we had a terrific kitchen manager, and we had, you know, things really took off when we got to that point. And then, of course, we were just blessed with a lot of excellent people joining us and becoming part of our team. And So it's been amazing that now we're even planning some new, hopefully new things that will help us care for our guests.
And well, as the community grows, there would be a natural need just to increase proportionately. And as maybe economic situations change, there may be even more of a need. And we're seeing that Albany Helping Hands is not the only shelter in Albany. There are other folks. Albany Helping Hands takes a segment of individuals that need housing. We don't take families directly because of considerations legal considerations and just social considerations. That's being taken a look at. Albany Helping Hands branching into that. John, you alluded to something about the meals. The soup kitchen serves a lot of meals, and you served it's just an unimaginable amount of food to folks over a period of a year. And today, you're kind of dealing with that on an operations basis. Talk a little bit about that, Wade, and your staff.
Yeah, the meals that we do, we've got a fully a kitchen, and we average around about 7,200 meals a month. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, all hot meals. And we do this 365 days a year.
Yep, snow, rain, heat. And again, hot meals, not just some cold sandwich, a peanut butter sandwich, or something like that, which is, I'm not saying anything wrong about peanut butter, but some good warm meals. And again, that's a year round with some excellent, the meals are great. The food is great. You have some really good cooks and some good staff. They're doing a great job.
Well, the cooks that we got working in the kitchen now, they're doing a fantastic job. And the best thing you've got to remember is that, you know, all the people that are working in our kitchen presently, you know, they're all us guests. And, you know, they do a fantastic job in that kitchen.
Now, you mentioned the guests. Those are individuals staying at the shelter working in the kitchen. We also, we being Albany Helping Hands, has a thrift store, a woodlot, and a U-Haul. And guests are working out, for example, at the woodlot. Right now, as we speak, I would imagine, are getting ready to.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're getting ready for the fall and the winter time.
And even in the summer, they're out there. I was out there one 90-some degree day, and boy, I felt sorry for those guys. It was a warm one, and they were out to working away and getting that woodlot going.
It's pretty warm out there during the summertime, and you're trying to cook wood.
Speaking of warming, last 3 years, Albany Helping Hands with the warmest shelter has had an increased need. 3 years ago, we had a whole bunch of hot days, and we did again a series of those this year. That's a real critical need that Albany Helping Hands feels as well.
Yes, we have the cooling center open in the summertime during the daytime when the need is needed. And then during the wintertime, we have the warming center. And the warming center is open all night, right? So it's open to anybody who wishes to come in, you know, get something to eat, a hot drink, right, in a place where they can lie down and next to the table.
And the cooling center was 105 degrees. That it could be a life-saving situation, which we had again this summer. 3 years ago, we had 5 degrees above zero. It'll be going on 4 winters ago. They were very cold, lots of snow. You guys shoveled in snow out in the parking lot.
Yes.
And so that's a great need in the community. And again, that's something that folks at Albany can provide at Albany Helping Hands. Do we need to take a short commercial break, a first break? We do here shortly.
Sure.
We want to do that. And then when we come back, we want to talk a little bit talk specifically about some of our donors and move further along. And, of course, the 19th anniversary celebration. And the form of the celebration, the idea came up with, to my left here, Mr. Idea Man, Wayne Oaks, came up with an idea about a year ago, and it was a year ago August, and about our anniversary, and thought maybe we should recognize that. It's a good time to look at things a lot of ways, and look forward, and look backwards as well, and analyze what you're doing, and see what you can do better. And it was a great idea. It was a big fundraiser, did well for us, and it allowed Helping Hands to move in some great directions here. So we will do that as we continue this morning right here, 1580 KGAL.
Have you ever noticed that fast food all kind of tastes the same? When you want good-tasting Mexican food, drive by those drive-thrus and come to Taqueria Dos Arbolitos in Lebanon or Taqueria Alonso in Albany or Corvallis. They offer a large variety of authentic Mexican dishes all made with the freshest ingredients. Relax, sit down, and enjoy a real dining experience. Taqueria Dos Arbolitos in downtown Lebanon, Taqueria Alonso in downtown Albany, and Taqueria Alonso, Kings and Buchanan in Corvallis.
Are your teeth loose from gum disease? Are you headed for dentures? Did you know inflammation of infected gums could contribute to diabetes and heart disease? Now there's great news from Dr. Dennis Clark. Dr. Clark's skillful use of laser periodontal therapy will dramatically help hundreds of Mid-Valley patients. Bleeding gums heal, loose teeth tighten, the bone even grows back. Results that amaze Cindy Duncan of Lebanon.
My teeth feel stronger. I'm able to bite. I think I was well on my way to needing dentures. And since the surgery, the bone's growing back. The teeth are firmer. I can actually bite into an apple now.
Simply put, gently applied laser light removes bacteria and diseased tissue, which means less inflammation and a fast, comfortable return to firmer teeth than a normal routine. For a free consultation about the no-cut, no-sew, no-fear solution for gum disease, call the laser dentist. Dr. Dennis Clark in Lebanon at 451-1440. That's 451-1440.
If you own or manage a business, you know you need control of your transportation costs. PetroCard is more than just fuel, offering cardlock, mobile fueling, unbranded and branded fueling programs, and lubricants. PetroCard is the largest independent franchise of Pacific Pride, owning over 65 convenient locations throughout Oregon and Washington. PetroCard has over 30 years' experience in the petroleum industry, providing detailed reporting, competitive prices, and reduced paperwork from one vehicle to a fleet of trucks. You'll save time, money, and be able to manage your fuel and lubricant costs more efficiently. With the automatic fueling systems from Pacific Pride, you get 24-hour access to gas and diesel at thousands of Pacific Pride locations throughout the U.S., some complete with showers. Get control of your transportation costs now. Call PetroCard at 1-800-4-FUEL. That's 1-800-367-3835. 1-800-367-3835. PetroCard. More than just fuel.
Will the natural wonder of our state ever cease to amaze? Not if we have anything to do with it. We have been studying and sharing the bounty of Oregon's marine life for 25 years and counting. Come explore beneath the waves, where there is no hard state line, just an open invitation to come see, come learn, and come hear. The coast is calling. Join us on our mission to protect and preserve at the Oregon Coast Aquarium, aquarium.org.
Well, good morning once again, 1580 KGAL, 18 after 9 o'clock, a beautiful day out there. Hard to believe it's fall. Here we are. And Jeff is just looking at us and smiling. You know, I want to thank KGAL K-Show Radio, Charlie Eads at Eads Broadcasting for giving us your time. They've been very generous in doing that. You'll be hearing some other announcements from us on the radio here in the future, including that broadcast we do in November. We'll discuss that a little later on. So, and again, thank you, Jeff, for showing up and getting up early every morning. You know, and we can't really say thanks enough, John. You really mentioned it. It goes back to community getting together. Albany Helping Hands is independent. An independent board, and it's really the community as a whole that operate that shelter, and the community gets involved, and from funding and individual fundraisers and individual organizations giving special things, kids giving coats, just the things that will come up. Our beds being paid for, by a community fundraiser by starting off with Mennonite Church up in North Albany, and the Methodist kicking in and so forth. And John, I know you mentioned that in previous interviews that churches were one of the critical things to help the church or help Albany Helping Hands really start and get funded and so forth. Pastor Bailey had a great heart for helping individuals, and that was a big part of that. So we want to say thanks to all the churches out there starting with that. And some of the other organizations, John, that you'd like to thank through the years that really made an effort. I don't want to leave anybody out, and I know we will because there are just too many folks. And again, we don't mean to do that, but just folks that have given, we really appreciate it. You can go down anytime and see that. So what are some of those businesses? John.
Yes, we have been blessed with our community is a very has a very good heart, as Pastor Bailey would say, and that's been proven time and again with the level of support and the tremendous attitude expressed by a number of businesses like iCare Associates, Coastal Farm and Ranch, KGAL, KSHO, Hearts Nursery, Samaritan Health Services, and KRKT, Cadwell Realty Group, Santiam Christian Schools, Edward Jones, and that they've been just so solid in so many ways for us, and continue to do that. Jinx Hatchery, which has become a wonderful supplier of these wonderful chickens that we are raising, and that's turned into an excellent business.
We are raising chickens. We have chickens for sale. We'll discuss that a little later on. So
yes, very timely right now. And National Frozen Foods has always been a very solid supporter. So
some of the other businesses, Stutzman Services, WHO, Awesome DeFour Funeral Home. We have OFD, Oregon Freeze Dry Foods, Midway Mechanical, Right Way Electric, Emerson Smoker, Right Way Electric, and Emerson does a lot of stuff for us. Mike's Heating and Air. And those are just a few of the many individuals that donate and so forth, continue to do that. And we haven't talked about individual donations, donors that have written very large checks for the organization to move ahead and own the building that they're in, or own the property that the thrift store is on. That is a big plus, knowing that's paid for as a business owner. That's a big plus. The thrift store, that's also a form way of employment, isn't it? Employment and opportunities and training opportunities.
Yes, it is. The amount of donations are going back to the donations that we just get at the thrift store alone. I mean, they get deliveries several times a day from the community. And this also goes for the thrift store as well. We put a request out that we need a toiletries or anything like that. And the cars are turning up all day long just to bring us those supplies that we need.
You can go to our website, KGL.com, you've got to correct me on that. That would be AlbanyHelpingHands.com, and you can see a list of various items, toiletry items and so forth, that if you'd like to make those type of donations. Donated wood, if you have downed wood that's in your yard, that maybe a storm took it down, it's been sitting there a while. We can come in and remove that wood, possibly. There's times it's a little difficult, but within reason. But to give us a call, and there's details on, again, online on what to do and who to phone and so forth there. That's one way of getting a donation. Folks also donating their time, volunteers, individuals within the community doing that. And we have business sponsors, like we mentioned, some of those as well that continue this. Speaking of fundraisers, when we were on last time on KGL Radio's Valley Talk, the Jason's Tractor Fund, a special fund, and you can go to the website and find out more information. Initially, I was going to talk about that a lot, and I had to just edit chop because we haven't discussed it, and we just didn't have enough time. But we're right now at $7,943 in that fund. And I know we're looking for a tractor. Our goal was $20,000. We're still out there looking, but it's moving along, and we're looking for that, and we might even find that once we find the tractor at a donor level there. But so that's moving along, and if you'd like more information on Jason's Tractor Fund, and specifically that's a fund when you're making that donation, it's going to be for a specific capital improvement. It is a tractor, and it's being going to be used for work at a farm in the woodlots, and it has to have the capability to lift up gigantic loads of wood and dump it into a big, if you imagine that,
yes.
Truck in the back and so forth. So so if you also have any maybe leads on such a vehicle, let us know at Albany Helping Hands. So that's moving right along, and again, AlbanyHelpingHands.com, and you can click on the Jason's Tractor Fund link there. That's about 40% of our goal there. If you'd like to donate, I'll mention this right now just real quick, because you can also do that for our current fundraiser. You can mail it to P.O. Box 2252. That's Albany. Drop it off at the office, 619 Southeast 9th Avenue. You can give a call, and you can talk to you, Wayne, or talk to Pastor John, 926-4036. That, of course, 541-926-4036. And go online and make a donation that way. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, you can do that. And make it takes a couple minutes to make a donation that way as well. So, and you can designate that to the Jason's Tractor Fund, or if you go in, if you want to just designate that to the Anniversary Fund, it can be done. And I thought I'd mention it now. There's a reason for that. I have so much technical information about how listeners change their habits at the bottom of the hour, you know. You get those plugs in at the right time. Before we take the bottom of the hour break here, I want to talk a little bit about retail. We are selling things, thrift stores, pretty much anything is for sale that we would have in the thrift store there. And we have some vouchers for some money off. For example, you want a $5 discount on a $20 purchase to the thrift store. And this is on already amazingly low-priced, great shape items. These are just, they're already priced so good. And then you have a coupon on top of that, and you can find that online or in our newsletter. And that's a $5 off any purchase of $20 or more. You're subject to some limitations. You can't combine those coupons and so forth, but what a great deal there. Another one is the chickens. And let's talk chickens, John, because you've eaten in those. You've talked to folks, and you're a chicken salesman. These are pasture-raised, and they're raised by the tender hands of Open Helping Hands, and they're tasty. They're big and plump. And what can you tell us about some of the reviews?
Well, actually, it's been just a wonderful project from the get-go. And I was just listening to the radio this morning, and they were talking about this their organic chicken in this big operation, which sounded very questionable to talk about being truly an organic operation, because they hardly ever move their pens, and it's like, oh boy, we have a wonderful situation because we have the great pasture out there, and we are able to move our pens like every 3 or 4 days, and so they're getting a great diet. And boy, we've eaten those chickens at our house, and they are really excellent. So we're going to continue. Hopefully, we're going to grow that project because the demand is there, and we have the capacity to really do an excellent job. And we also, the amazing thing is that the man who got us started is a good person who actually taught us. Even he came out and taught us how to process the chickens, which is a big deal. And but you know, you do it like an assembly line process, which he has been doing for years because of his knowledge, and so it's working out extremely well.
So from chickens to cars, automobiles for sale. For every car, we'll give you a chicken. Maybe we should have some kind of TV commercial like that. Car salesman. But I don't think we're going to do that. We're not going to. You wrote a chicken or two, I think. It's some kind of wagering going on, aren't you? Have you ever collected on your wager?
Not yet.
I think we should call Emerson Smoker out on the radio on this right now.
I think we should.
I think we should say, you know what? There's this chicken. I know you've been kind of hinting and more than hints direct that he owed you chickens. But in any event, the chickens are great. You can get those out at the Albany Helping Hands farm out by the woodlot at the folks who work out there. That's where the vehicles are located. 2003 Ford Taurus is for sale, and it's in excellent shape. You look at this car and you think it's a much older model because it's just in such great shape, inside and out, under 100,000 miles, and it is for sale. Go to the website and look. There's all kinds of pictures. Take a look at that. And if you're into hauling big things and big things around, about a 20-foot box truck, that's an 86. You know, it's what it is. It generally runs pretty good, but there's some issues. You can take a look at all of that. But if you're in the business of moving stuff around, that may be an opportunity to start your own business moving stuff around because the price is great on that. And I know our mechanic guys out there do a great job. In fact, you can phone out there and talk to Ed Thomas, and Ed is the guy to talk to on that as well. And I mentioned firewood bundles. It's a time of the year that maybe they're going to allow us to start burning firewood in the woods, but not yet. No rain in sight. Is that the forecast?
We might get some rain Sunday.
Oh, no. They're very good. So that's the situation there. But again, firewood bundles, $5, and you can pick those up. Pretty soon folks will be doing hunting, that type of stuff out here this fall, and you may want to be doing that as well. And it's never too late to think firewood because we have a good demand. Our firewood crew has been doing very well. How long have you been selling firewood? Do you know, Wayne or John?
I would say for at least 10 years we've been doing the firewood out there.
And as folks may see, you go by and there's more and more wood and there's more and more rows of wood and so forth as you have the process of chopping it up and drying it and stacking it and then getting it out the door. Helping Hands has a variety of ways to get that. If you have your own transportation, you can just come right in, bring your vehicle, and we can sell you the wood that way, or we can deliver it and stack it at your doorstep. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
And so that's what a great service that is. I'm not sure I would want to split and stack wood anymore. if you think you can do these things, and then you go to show somebody how easy it is, and then a younger one, and then you realize that it isn't so easy. Well, let's take a bottom of the hour break. Joining us this morning, John Donovan is the executive director of Albany Helping Hands. Good morning again, John, and Wayne Oakes. Good morning, Wayne. Good morning to the audience. We do this because in radio there's a turnover. Folks may have just joined us moments ago. It's the bottom of the hour. And here we are. Who's on the radio again? Who's those two guys? I recognize that English voice.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we'll come back, and we're going to talk about our 19th anniversary celebration right here on 1580 KGAL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Avalara, tax automation for business. With real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing, Avalara simplifies the business of tax. This is Charles Osgood from the Dell Small Business Studios on the CBS Radio Network. There's a place in Italy where the meals are served by those who are serving time. Our CBS News colleague Seth Doan checked it out.
The Fortezza Medicea is a prison in Volterra, Italy. It's home to some of the country's most hardened criminals. And on eight nights a year, it's host to a dinner where the prisoners do all the work.
More after this. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.com. Olivet Nazarene University believes that an education unlocks a person's potential. They believe an educated person has a positive impact on his or her community. They believe that education is not something to be contained, but imparted to the world. They believe in you. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. Olivet Nazarene University. Where you are, where you will be. Seth Stone, why does the prison in Italy have inmates serve dinner eight times a year?
To raise money for charity, build skills, and give inmates the chance to interact with those on the outside. In the kitchen, these criminals, who admit they've made bad choices in the past, are more focused on the future, or at least the next few hours. The pasta was thrown into the pot at about 20 minutes to 10. This is Italy, after all. And then it was mixed with a delicate parsley sauce. Lifer Francesco Innocenti is in for aggravated murder. This is where we are, so this is where we must grow, he said. It's like a plant. It grows where it's planted.
The food got good reviews, and Seth asked one diner from the outside.
How is it to be having dinner inside a prison?
It's very strange, because we don't know if we come and if we come back.
Joking aside, by the end of dinner, curiosity had given way to a connection. For a moment inside this prison, the walls seemed to disappear.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Think you're paying too much for insurance? Put Corwin Insurance to work for you. Corwin Insurance, your local, reliable, independent insurance agency for your personal or business needs. Since 1977, in Albany on Sanium Highway Southeast, across the street from Sizzler, or in downtown Corvallis on 4th between Jefferson and Adams. Check out their website, corwininsurance.com. That's C-O-R-W-I-N insurance.com. Or come in for a free quote today.
Albany residents, your Fall Activate Parks and Recreation Guide came in the mail recently. If you didn't get one or you don't live in Albany, stop by City Hall and pick one up. Wonderful activities for children and youth, adults and older adults, sports, music, excursions, crafts, exercise, cooking, languages. It's a book full of fun. Many classes and activities start in September, so register soon. Your book of fun is your Fall Activity Guide from Albany Parks and Recreation.
Great news! Mega Foods' exclusive private brand is Western Family. Western Family items throughout our stores have won awards for quality, taste, brand design, and overall value satisfaction. As a matter of fact, here at Mega Foods, if you buy any Western Family item and are not completely satisfied, bring it back and we'll give you double your money back. Now that's quality you can count on. Mega Foods Lebanon. More than just a supermarket, we're also a good neighbor.
Good morning, 1580 KGAL. Jim Wilhite, Jeff McMahon also joining us this morning, chewing his gum. Is that what you're doing, Jeff?
Yeah, baby.
He's having a good time. Albany Helping Hands, the guest this morning on Valley Talk, 1580 KGAL. And thanks to Mary Eads for doing the booking for us, getting us on the radio there, and for Jeff doing all the hard work. Joining us, not the executive director. Actually, you could probably use two executive directors, except for leadership doesn't work because you guys are so busy. The executive director, he's joined us before, Pastor John Leon, and he couldn't make it, but the development director. And I said, any corrections, we'll make them right now. So bad me, I did that. But John Donovan joined us this morning. And the assistant executive director, you have a long title. Is it AED?
Well, I've got so many titles.
many titles. And some of those we can discuss. But you have so many letters after your alphabet. The English title, is it Sir? Have you been knighted or something?
No, it's not very often I'm called sir.
Sir, so it's just, it has not been. Well, today is the official launch of our 19th anniversary celebration. And it was 19 years ago that Albany Helping Hands became a nonprofit corporation. And likewise, 19 years of growth and seeing the growth within the community. And right now you're at a place where you house over 100 people every night. And you're filled up, and 7,000 plus meals. And there's a lot of other things Albany Helping Hands does. We'll talk about that to really help folks not just have a transitional place to live, but to transition their lives and to move in a particular direction and find out what the individuals are in need of and what will make that happen. The shelter goes back to the 1980s, the roots of that in 1998, the incorporation. And John, I remember seeing some early articles in the Democrat Herald of you, 1999, out fundraising, and there was the first auction. $1,000 at the $1,500 was raised, and that it's just amazing how much can be done with so little money by organizations. And Helping Hands has been great at doing that, but you've seen a lot of changes there. And 33,437 bed nights. Now, just think about the number. I'm just not going to throw that out. 33,347. That could be, let's say, 100 people a night, or it could be one person. 33,000 people. All half of Albany is going to not have a place to live for one night. And that's the equivalent number of people. So half the people of Albany basically let's hit the streets for one night, or you could just spread it out over all year, which is exactly what Albany Helping Hands has done. And those are 100 individuals that would be probably under bridges and in alcoves and maybe some friends' places as much as they can, or moving from couch to couch, grocery store parking lots, wherever you can park, under street lights that are out, any place that you look at, any place that it's just really needed, and that's just not a good situation. It's really, really good there. We've talked about extreme weather conditions, and you have facilities to do things like laundry and that type of stuff as well. Medical contacts, Helping Hands, contact folks. You work with folks on a day-to-day basis, and I know, Wayne, when you do that and assist, there are other things such as counseling. What type of counseling and GED courses can you make referrals to?
Well, when a guest first gets to the shelter, we do an orientation and we do an intake, to find out, exactly what the guest needs. There's many things that we can look at, whether it's for mental health, for counselling. We work very closely with Lynn County Mental Health, who come in on a regular basis to help us with the guests. So we have a lot of support with the agencies around Albany.
We'll talk about a couple of, factions or factors. Mental health is one of those factors. You work with Lynn County Mental Health. And there seems to be an underservice of that form of the community as a society. We're not servicing those individuals, so they end up at the shelter.
Yes, indeed.
And sometimes maybe more long term than short term, but that's just the way that things are right now. So you're dealing with that as one of the potential elements. And another, how many younger individuals do you have coming in? Just circumstantials and lost their place, couldn't come up with deposits.
We seem to have a lot more younger people in the shelter than we've ever had before, and a lot of these they've been out in their apartments, they've lost their jobs, and then the first thing they lose after that is their apartment because they're unable to pay for it or get the resources to help them pay for it. So unfortunately, these poor guys, they just end up at the shelter.
We see that society with elderly folks, or not elderly, maybe sometimes, maybe 50s or 60s, all of a sudden medical condition, and then you're not working. The next thing you're not working, you might lose your place, and then you have to heal before you can get back to work. Individuals like that can also stay at the shelter, and I know Good Samaritan, you have an arrangement with them to kind of put and house an individual if they need a place to stay. I call it kind of medical destruction of your finances. finances, where something happens and your savings account goes away, and then it doesn't take a whole lot, and that's the end of that, and you're put into a situation. You see, there are other circumstances, I suppose, for every individual. There's the life circumstances that cause that. But I'm kind of looking at some of the root causes. I know high costs of housing is definitely a factor.
So drugs is also an issue. You know, people will get into drugs. And unfortunately, you know, that's not the answer. And, you know, they lose everything. And, you know, they'll end up at the shelter also.
End up at the shelter.
And, you know, I'm just so thankful and blessed that we have a place for these guys to be.
You say guys, and again, it's women's shelter as well.
Yes, it's everybody.
We have a proximity. The shelter is a good location close to transportation. Unfortunately, a good location maybe close to the jail, but it is. We serve a number of individuals that probably have previously been incarcerated at one point in time. That's the reason there's a separation from families, not having children around. The population, because of those individuals, it may not be the best interest, so you keep them. And then we physically do that by our living situation, such you really can't because of on site, so physically do that by not taking, you know, kids and so forth. But do we have time to talk a little bit about some of that? I don't know, John, if you want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up in the future. So the community is stepping up and some great things maybe in the works.
Well, you know, actually, I would like to preface that with a story about which has happened a lot over the years. One of our great success stories at the shelter was a contractor who was very successful in his whole career, and then he lost everything with one bad deal, and he was you know, very, very depressed and in a terrible mental emotional state. And his friend said, "Oh, why don't you go talk to Pastor Les Bailey? He's down in Albany, Oregon, and he's helped a lot of people that were in your situation. So, you know, I think you should go there." And he did, and he became a tremendous asset to us while he was at the shelter, because he was very talented as a contractor. And so he we were starting to do a huge project there of totally refurnishing and fixing up our shelter. And he managed that whole program for us. And so it turned out to be a great thing for him and us. And he's, you know, being very effective contractor these days in the community. So that's the wonderful outcomes where people are able to really, really get their lives back. And we have a lot of examples of that, which, of course, has always been an issue that we have to be careful, because for a lot of those people, it makes sense that they don't want to talk about that really very much, because it was so painful and so hard. And we have to be very careful about protecting their identity and protecting their reputation. But we have had a great number of these people go on then, it's one of the most exciting outcomes for me of seeing that happen, and just to be part of it has been very satisfying.
John, there's a part, some of the working poor individuals that are working, and you become all of a sudden, you're living out of your car, and people can't really relate to how difficult that is to continue to try to do your existence. If you're looking for work, or if you are working, because you're having to go using rest areas wherever you can go, in gas stations and eating at weird hours, because you can use the restaurants at a place later at night. You'll see people drinking coffee very slowly and so forth. That's where the shelter comes in, so you don't have to do that. There's a place to go. There are services there. You don't have, laundry's expensive to do if you have to do it in a laundromat, for example.
Oh, it is, yes.
And you don't have to put $70, $80, $90, $100 a night down for room and board on a hotel room. So that really fills that need, and it allows an individual to springboard quicker and be able to, even if they're really strong and determined, to give them that help that's available there. I notice among the community, the guests, that there's a real community spirit of help, individuals, guests helping guests, at getting things done and tasks and so forth. And the attitude, the energy, around the shelter is just very positive. I think you could say it, in spite of the circumstances for individuals and their individual circumstances. How do you maintain that?
Well, one of the things you notice about the guests, they'll come to the shelter. They've never been given the opportunity, you know, to do anything or do anything well. And they may have gone through life and, you know, actually failed at many levels. But they come to the shelter and we see the worth in these people and we give them a chance to do something. And we had one particular person, you know, he'd always sort of failed at many things. And we gave him a position, you know, to be an assistant manager. And he came in and he's done nothing but sort of thrive. And he came up to me just a few weeks ago. He goes, well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. And he's doing a fantastic job. And are you going to remember that, you know, almost all the shelter is sort of run by the volunteers.
Yeah,
right, it is the volunteers themselves that make Albany Helping Arms.
And that turns around and goes right back. And so an individual at the thrift store, for example, that labor is there. And it's so many positives to that, employment and learning and relating to others, and he can relate his story to others or his or her story to others. You know, and we can just go down the line. I could spend hours and hours and hours
with great
guests in here. We've had some guests that want to talk about that a little bit. It is painful. But, you know, that's why we're here. And what we're really doing, the bottom line is the bottom line. This stuff runs money. And until we run on a different society where we don't have to have some money in some kind of situation, I'll leave that up to the Lord. I won't worry about that myself. We need that. And what we're asking for is $19,000. And, you know, for this 19-day period, starting today, and the money started coming in. And from initial generous donations, John, I want to mention now that we are starting off this fundraiser at 31% of our goal with $6,030 right now in the fund as of this morning's launch.
Yeah, that's an incredible start. It really is.
So we're on our way to $19,000. Now, folks may say, well, how can I give? You know, you've really made your case. You made your point, folks. If you'd like to stop by the shelter, we encourage folks to do that and see how the operation is. Phone, give you a call is probably one of the better things to do. You or Pastor John a call. And the phone number there to do that. Oh, well, I have it, 541-926-4036. And that, by the way, if you want to make a donation via phone, if you feel more comfortable giving it that way, talking to somebody, you can stop by the shelter. We give the addresses. If you don't have Google Maps, in fact, even if you do, because it will sometimes tell you to go the wrong way on the wrong street there, because we're basically right where the overpass comes over Pacific Highway, and you come right down there, and it splits off again and goes, and you're the human being and the My Home Furniture. Is it Hometown Furniture? My home.
Yes, Hometown.
It's Hometown Furniture. It's right there. We're right there, and you see us right down below there. There's multiple buildings down there. That's where the shelter is. It's easy to get to, but Google just wants you to go the wrong way to get there, I think, at times. Likewise, you can mail it to our post office box, 2252. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
That's Albany 97321. Make the check payable to Albany Helping Hands. Or you can go online, and that's another quick way to do it. It took me less than 1 minute to make that transaction on the website, Albany Helping Hands. It's secure. It's safe. You can do that. You'll get an email confirmation of that if you'd like to do it that way. Or you can give us a phone call, like I said, and we'll just take credit card information if you'd like to do it that way over the phone. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, all of those. Of course, we're talking cash here, but we will also need non-cash items. The vehicles, for example, that we're selling have been donated, and we have a staff that can kind of fix those up and get them ready for resale or make them reliable and do that. And maybe other things. You've had some pretty strange donations, scuba diver gear and...
you name it. We've been there, so donated it.
We've been there and had that as well. So that's just absolutely great. Again, the thanks community to start off with, you know, $6,000, run away to $19,000. Last year, your goal with your idea was $18,000 to be raised over 18 days to celebrate our 18 years, and we ended up with too much money. I don't say that literally, but it was used well. But we were over $18,000 goal. Great job, staff there, and I know part of that is right now the staff is mailing out newsletters, or the staff being the guests at Albany Helping Hands. They're mailing out newsletters. You may get that in the mail, so you can see the little fold on that, and all of that stuff was done by labor at that basis. John, do you want to add anything about the 19th anniversary celebration? I when you go online, you'll see this. If you were to give, for example, $100, that provides housing and food for one person for 1 week. And there's a little rounding involved there, but I can give you the exact figures. $50 provides housing and food for one person for half a week, 3.5 days. $1,000, housing and food for two persons for 5 weeks. You know, and you look at what it costs Helping Hands to do this, it's amazingly inexpensive. It's you can see the efficiency, and then the bottom line is there, Wayne. The generosity of the donors and the volunteers. Without that, you know, you wouldn't be able to. Volunteers, I suppose, not only guests, but individuals within the community.
Yeah, without the community, then Albany Helping Hands so simply wouldn't exist.
And it is amazing that, you know, we've had, like when we've done previous radio broadcasts, we've had people who we had never heard of, didn't have any contact with, who heard it on the radio and came in with a very large check. So, you know, we need to remember that people care, and people have a lot of good, generous souls here in our community. So we thank thank Kay Galcacio for letting us come in and tell these stories, because it's been a huge help.
Yeah, they've been one of the many, and thank you. We're going to move on without a commercial break, continue talking about the Radiothon here. So, again, you can make that donation online, a great way to do that. I was going to time as Jeff here, see how long it took him to do that as well. While he's surfing the website. He's looking at the U-Haul website. We are a U-Haul dealership, rental dealership, authorized U-Haul. That's guys doing a great job out there. So if you have needs for a truck, a trailer, you need something to pull, something to move, give Goldman Helping Hands a call there. And we're right just past Coastal Farm.
Yeah, and even if we don't have the vehicle there, we probably can get the truck from somewhere else. So if it's not actually there, we can maybe still get it.
Yeah, and you can do that also online and go that way and make your booking that way as well. We have the firewood. Again, don't be too late because it might be a cold winter. I don't know what we're going to see, but maybe a firewood winter. So you get that firewood ordered and delivered. And then Christmas trees. Do we have some Christmas music? Cue up the Christmas. No, we won't do that. We won't go that far. We always joke in radio and when that first Christmas commercial starts, because you kind of get tired of those at times. No, I'm sure we're not the only ones in the world to do that. But we'll be doing Christmas tree sales again this year.
And, yes, we will.
They did very well last year for Albany Helping Hands. And, John, you have a new lot location, I think, to announce, or at least a tentative on this.
Well, yes, we're setting up our lot locations at the present time. So, so far, it's been very very positive and helpful, which, you know, it actually has become it's a huge fundraiser for us. And so we'll keep contact with our Christmas tree farmers. And with our wonderful business people who let us use their sites for sales.
So. Yeah. So this year we'll be at the thrift store for sure. It looks like 9th Street where we were last year. These are tentative, so check the website.
Yes.
And word, I don't know if we can mention this, but word has that we might be in the parking lot. So that would be great, be in the Winco parking lot. That's a possibility. John's working on it, so we'll see. That we have been there in that parking lot before when it was Kmart, formerly known as Kmart. That's a great, great grocery store there, Winco. And some other locations, possibly library. We were at the library last year. And looking at maybe a location on the south end, or that, I guess it's the south end.
Yeah, the support we've had from the library has been fantastic.
That turned into that was surprisingly excellent for us, and so we thank the library staff for being so cooperative and letting us be there. So we'll keep finding great locations. So.
And I want to thank the library staff for their spring donation, giving us space to sell plants out there during the spring, our spring flower stand. And the Christmas tree lot last year was in the main parking lot of the library, which I didn't know was actually, the back parking lot, which is really the front parking lot of the Albany Library, but the main parking lot off of 14th, not on 14th itself, did very, very well. Well, you know, which brings us to the next time we'll be here, coming up here Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which just happens to be the 21st of November. We'll be back for Home for the Holidays on the radio. And discuss Albany Helping Hands and Home for the Holidays. Hard to believe we are talking about Christmas and Christmas trees and all of that stuff, but indeed we are. Well, John, we have 1 minute to kind of wrap things up here. I want you two to kind of say goodbye to the audience out there, and let's go ahead and wrap things up. And again, I want to thank KLK Show, and you go ahead, John.
Well, I really appreciate the chance to update our folks in the community with what's going on. And that we are just blessed to be in Albany, and we hope we can continue providing these services for the foreseeable future.
So I want to thank everybody. We want to thank some of the folks that haven't been here, what they've been doing for us. Pastor John Leon, he's busy on Wednesday mornings. We'll try to book another day of the week to get Pastor John back in here as well. If you go to I'm going to do this one more time, KKL.com. Do I plug for that? That would be AlbanyHelpingHands.com. Pastor's latest message that's in the newsletter is also online. He has a blog that we do every other month, and you can check those messages out, previous messages as well, previous radio interviews. If you'd like to go back and look at some newspaper articles and so forth online, we have all of that information. Information about the shelter, our various services, and all of that. When I look at your clock at this angle, I can't tell if that's a 5 or a 6 because I'm off at an angle. I'm one of those. So you tell me, is that
you can go one more minute?
Wait, that is a 5 then. It looks like a 6 to me. So we have one more minute on the mark, don't we? Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff, you kind of stood back like I did initially. In what I'm doing now, I sat in your spot and just watched Helping Hands grow. Any observations from that point? And you, I have your microphone, so you're going to have to move right over here.
Well, one thing that I have noticed is that the whole time that Albany Helping Hands has been doing what they're doing, one of the best parts about what you guys do is the foundation or the truths that you're based on. And that means a lot to me as a fellow believer, and the fact that you don't just say you want to do this or that, but you actually get out there and you do it. That's important. I mean, you put your actions where your mouth is, and it's wonderful.
Well, thanks to the Lord. So thank you very much. And thank you, Albany Helping Hands. That's going to wrap it up. Good morning, folks.
Well, I like to see what the farmers brought from the fields around to the market lot. Seems every week it's a different crop down at the farmer's market. Down at the farmer's market, the best berries and cherries you've ever seen. Sweet corn, tomatoes, peaches and beans, and cider and pumpkins for Halloween. Down at the farmer's market, down at the farmer's market.
The Corvallis Albany Farmers Markets are now open every Saturday in the City Hall parking lot at 4th and Ellsworth in downtown Albany, and every Wednesday and Saturday on the north end of the riverfront in downtown Corvallis. Enjoy live music and a large variety of locally grown farm products. For more info, log on to locallygrown.org.
At the Farmers Market, friends and neighbors gather round. At the Farmers Market, see what can be found. There's fruit from the orchards and produce from the ground. And you can meet the folks who grew it when the farmers come to town.
See you there.
From the era of the pioneers to the digital age of today's workforce, all Oregonians want the same thing: integrity, quality, and low rates. Ultrex Business Solutions, your locally owned and operated copier company, has built a great reputation based on quality products and services, fantastic follow-through, and highly competitive rates. When your copier is down, who can you rely on when you need those documents? It's Ultrex. Whether you need new equipment or faster service, call Ultrex Business Solutions, proudly supporting our community, online at Ultrex.com.
Becca and Howie Corbett have everything a family could want until a life-shattering accident turns their world upside down and leaves the couple drifting perilously apart. Albany Civic Theater presents the heartfelt drama Rabbit Hole, playing now through September 30th. Get your tickets online at albanycivic.org. Rabbit Hole, now playing at the Albany Civic Theater.
Mid-Valley-based CellMet Incorporated is a worldwide leader in the manufacture of titanium castings for the aerospace industry. Precision, quality control, new and innovative technologies are built into the CellMet manufacturing process. CellMet is growing, building, and hiring qualified employees, many of whom have come through the pipeline program at area schools and LBCC. CellMet is proud to support local education, community events, and projects. Find out more about this dynamic Mid-Valley company at CellMetInc.com.
Are you hearing a funny rattling noise in your vehicle? Have you noticed a little less power recently? You just may need a new catalytic converter. Hi, this is Dean Stavros with Stavros Auto Services. Let us take a look. And if you do need a new catalytic converter, I can save you a lot of money over factory pricing, plus give you a lifetime warranty. See us at Stavros Auto Services. Same people, same commitment to excellence. You've got my name on it. Find us at StavrosAutoServices.com.
locally owned and operated, this is the very independent News Talk 1580 KGAL, Lebanon, Albany, Corvallis.